Today's daf is Shabbos, daf Kuf Chaf Dalet. Kuf Chaf Dalet, as we continue on the 124th, or 3rd if you don't count daf Aleph, 123rd block in Masechta Shabbos, and we are on Kuf Chaf Gimel Amud Beis. We will be starting with four lines from the bottom of Kuf Chaf Gimel Amud Beis. Just one ha'ara. We got into yesterday the sugyas of Kli Shemalat Al-Es, Heter Kli Shemalat Al-Isser. Just one ha'ara I wanted to make. I got an email, two emails about the splinter issue. Yes, if somebody is in pain, and even if there's the post can say that even if it causes a little bleeding, if somebody's in a lot of pain when they're taking out the splinter, it could be mutter even if there's a little bleeding. I was talking about a case where there was a separate issue. If there was no pain and the bleeding started, then you have to stop. But if there's pain, then it could be a... Anyway, you don't want the blood out. There are heterim if somebody's in pain. But if not, so then you might as well leave it till after Shabbos. Good. One ha'ara. Yesterday we were talking about the Kli Shemalachta Leheter, Kli Shemalachta Leisser discussions as we pass in Lamaisa. Kli Shemalachta Leisser, one is allowed to move Litzarach Gufo, Litzarach Makomo, but not Mechama Litzel. We pass in like Rava against Abaya. And the Gemara at the end said, in the name of Rabbi Chanina, that when was this Gzeira made? B'yimei Nechemya ben Chikliya Nishnes Mishnezu. This was learned, this discussion, the original Mishnah, Barishona Hayu Omrim. This original Tosefta is an early Mishnah, and it was already followed B'yimei Nechemya ben Chikliya. The Maritz Chayas, one of his Svarim, in the Mavola Talmud, in Perek 33, 30 Lamed Gimel, he discusses the issue of when exactly the Mishnayos were written down. And he says, Nishar etzleinu levayer lodaber menye chasimas ha-mishna v'talmud. B'kfar yadanu, the seder ha-mishnaya od kodim rabbeinu ha-kadosh. There were texts, this is the Maritz Chayas' view, there were texts already studied before Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi. There was nothing comprehensive put together, but there were texts. You find every so often throughout Shas, references to earlier texts. Ra'inu tekala mishnayis beperakama de beitza. Ba'ilenu od mizman nechemi ben chakliya betchilas bayisheni. Already in the first parak in beitza, the mishnayis there. The Gemara in Sanhedrin daf mem tells us, Maisa ubadak ben zakai buukse te'enim. And the Gemara says, Mishnah zu nishteis be'eshai Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Talmud Yoshev lifnei Rabbo. This is from the days of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, which was, Yochanan ben Zakkai was the bizman churban avayis before Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi put together the Mishnayos. The Mishnah Meseches Yuma that talks about what the Kohen Gadol did. The Kohen Gadol al yehi ragil lo la'asos kach shahari shanina lo haya marach betfilaso. Don't stay too long in the base of Migdal, right? Say a tefillah katsara on your way out. We don't want to have to worry because shahari shaninu lo haya marach betfilaso. What do you mean shaninu? This is the Mishnah talking. So it seems to be talking about an earlier. Various times of Shas, we have Mishnah Rishona, Mishnah Achrona. The find various references. So says the Maritz Chayas, I think that there were certain texts. First point of his Chiddush is there were certain texts that were extinct at the time before Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi. Number one. Number two, he says, even when Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi came along, he didn't put it all down in writing. He organized it, but it still was not totally written. Darki Seder HaMishnah. Avalo Nechtava HaMishnah Bizmano Al Sefer Rak Haisa Shnuya Bal Peh Lefi Seder Shel Rebbe. So the Gemara says in a couple, there's a Rashi Meseches Erev and Adaf Samach Beis that he quotes. Bimei Amoram Bizman Abayev Rabbi Yaakov Arabo Lo Hayim Mislo Bechsav Adayin. It was much later. V'yayamav Sharabenu HaKadosh Lo Hayim Misudaros Raksas Mesechtes. Before Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, there were a couple of mesechtas that were people studied. Kalim, Midos, Idios, Tamid, Vod, Ezo, Prakim, Shonim. Ulam, Rebbe, Asaf, Vekibes, Vesider, Kola, Mishnayos, Vesider, Echad, Vesasma, Libet, Rebbe Akiva, Rebbe Meir, Upamim, Shanir, Lokadivri, Hayachid, Shana, Balash, and Rabim. Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, obviously, he gets the credit because he put it together. He organized it. But it still was not full, and that's why you could put together, oh, so it wouldn't be forgotten, so he organized it and put it as one text, Balav Dafka, that it was written down. He says, why do you find it many times in Shas, you're not sure what a letter is? You're not sure, is it this, and they said, Mandamar this low mishtabish, Mandamar this low mishtabish. What is it? Look it up. They didn't have it in the Gemara? So it sounds like even in the Gemara, they didn't have exactly Idehan, the first off in Mesechas Erevin, we find a couple of instances. And also there are differences between the Mishnayis and the Talmud Bavli and the Mishnayis and the Talmud Yerushalmi. Little differences. Again, if it was all set in stone already, Bizman Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, how could there be differences? In spelling, how could there be differences in content? And therefore it must be that it was still a little bit it was still Baal Peh at that time. Od Reinu Derech, one more point he says, I'm sorry, why am I quoting this here? Because one of the examples that he quotes from earlier times is Nehemiah ben Chikliya, Nishnis Mishnezu. You see, it's from much earlier. From the times of Tanakh, they already had these texts. Nishnis Mishnezu. So he says, Od Reinu, last point, Derech Kol Kosvei Svarim. Also, you find whenever something is written down, if you have a text, the author refers to other parts, he said, this is what I'm going to refer to later on. This is what I wrote earlier. You don't find that in Mishnais. You don't find, like I wrote earlier in Masechta, whatever. He says, one time in Shas even, you have that it refers to, I think it's in Midos or Tamid, that it refers to another Masechta. As we wrote, Kidakasivna Beyuma, by name, not just quoting a source. So he says, it doesn't sound like it was written down. Vodrainu dera kokosi sarim, romzim, imakum lamakum, umitsainim, kamosha kasafti lamala, o kamosha echtov lamata. Volomatsinu in Yosef, bachalashas, sheromzu chachamim, tsnan kemesechas plonis, rak tsnan hasam, vachelo amru, kamosha harachru, bemesechas plonis, rak mesechas tamid. There it is. Tamitsinu lashan, kamosha kazab, bemesechas yuma. But we know, he says, tamid was written later on, even maybe bizman hagaonim. Baishaya Talmud Kfar Biksav. And he quotes other Raises. Then one final point, he says, and why does it say all the time, Tanan Hasam, Tanya, Tanya Hasam? Why doesn't it say Dichsiv, as it's written? Right, if it was already written down, why is that only reserved for Tanakh? So you might say, because they wanted to use a difference between Torah Shebaktav and Torah Shebaalpeh. But he assumes that it would have written maybe Kasav also. Elavada, he says, must be no. Midenaktu b'chol hashas lashon tnan o ditnan muchak tois shnuya baalpeh. As we learned, meaning we've learned baalpeh, why you have that lashon all over. So he says, v'im kein divrei harambam b'hakdamasol apirish ha-mishnah shehechlit ki rabbeinu akadosh kasav. He says, the Rambam argues with me. I hold like Rashi. Rashi in a few places in Shas gives the impression that it was not written. But the Rambam, I know, is befeirish against this. But what can I say? I have 35 rias against the Rambam. And if he was here, maybe he'd defend himself. But either way, that is a classic Maritz Chayis. And his topic to write about right here in Kol Kisvei Maritz Chayis. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara, we are four lines from the bottom. So if you remember, we spoke about the different stages of the Gzeira of Klisha Malachto Le'Isser, or even Klisha Malachto Le'Heter. Originally, they assered a lot because Chilul Shabbos was rampant. They wanted to reel in the Chilul Shabbos, wanted to go to the other extreme. And little by little, as they saw people taking it more seriously, they matured little by little. So, says the Gemara, Amar Rebbe Elazar, four lines from the bottom, Kanin umaklos glustra umaducha. These are referring to four cases where we have limitations on being involved with Kalim. Kulam kodim hataras Kalim nishnu. All these four cases were pre the heter, right? The final stage was Hataras Kalim. We allowed. You know why there's a problem and there's a limitation in these four cases? Because it must have been earlier in history. This is the Havamina. The Maskana, we're going to say, no. This was later and there's a different reason why it's still Usser. But at least at this stage, the Gemara says, Rabbi Elazar says, these four cases were learned before. What are these four cases? Kanin Ditnan. Kanin is based on a Mishnah in Meseches Menachos. We know that every single Shabbos was the day that the Lechem HaPanim was switched. A number of Kohanim went in, no Kohanim went out. Machlokas Tanoim, whether you could take it out in the morning and then refill in the afternoon. Or I think it's Rabbi Yossi Shita, no. Tamid means every single second. So a number of Kohanim went, six Kohanim went in, six Kohanim went out. Six took out from one side and the other six put in right away. So there wouldn't be even a second without the Lechem HaPanim. Between the Lechem HaPanim, there were little poles that would keep them separated so they wouldn't sit on top of each other. And they'd get mushy and moldy if they're just sitting on top of each other. There's no air to let them through. So these poles were removable. They were removable. Usually when you took them out, maybe you put on one of the Lechem HaPanim, then you put the poles, then you put the Lechem HaPanim, put the poles. But on Shabbos, They wouldn't take out the poles and put in the poles. They would take out the poles before Shabbos and let the Shabbos, the previous week's challahs, just sit on each other for a couple of hours. Shabbos day, they would take out the old ones, put in the new ones, but they wouldn't put in the poles yet. The little poles that fit in, and then Shabbos, after Shabbos, they would put in the poles. So that's what the Mishnah says. Lo sidr hakarev lo netilasam dochas haShabbos. They wouldn't put in the poles. They put in the poles. This is an issur d'rabbanan. Right, Tosas and Rashi both point out where they were going before and after Shabbos. So why is this? So the Gemara assumes at this stage, oh, because these must be kelim that we limit. Is it a kli shemlachta le? Probably heter. What isra are you using here? Is it an isra? Kli shemlachta le isra? Are you building here? Well, we'll get to that. But at this stage, it's a certain type of kli that we are limiting its function. And that, says the Rebbe Lazar, was because it was an earlier stage. Let's just do all four, and then we'll talk about each one a little bit more. What does it have to do with Mitzvahs? What is it? Well, we'll talk about that in Tosfos in a minute, but let's just continue first. Number one, Maklos Ditznan. Maklos, what is Maklos? That's referring to a Mishnah in Maseches Psachim. Maklos Dakin Chalokin HaYusham. Umanicho Akseva Akasev Chavei Rebbe Tolu Umashir. We know that the Erev Pesach was the busiest day of the year in the Beis HaMikdash. Everybody had a karbon. So there wasn't space for everybody to get their own table to do hafshata on, to skin the animal. What they used to do was they used to take poles and hold it from shoulder to shoulder, put the animal in between each two people, and they used to skin the animal like that. But that's what the Tanakhama says. What about on Shabbos? On Shabbos, they wouldn't use the poles. They would just put out their arms on each other's shoulders. Amar Rabbi Lazar, Arbalazar Shecholias B'Shabbos, Beniach Yado Akasev Yad Chaveiro, Yad Chaveiro Akseifo, Betolo Mafshit. So again, they wouldn't use these poles. Why would he use these poles? Again, we assume it was at an earlier stage when they assert using certain kalim, and these are kalim. Number two. Number three, glustera. What's the case of glustera? Ditznan, a Mishnah in Maseches Kalim, discussed in elsewhere. Ketnagar, sheyesh biyosh brosha glustera. If somebody has a type of pole, again, that they used to use for a lock, they used to stick it in the lock, in the door. If the end of it has a glustra, which is a larger edge, so then it has the status of a kli, and what could you do? Rabbi Yeshua Omer, shomta min pesach zeh, vitola b'chaveiro b'shabbos. You're allowed to drag it, shomta, you're allowed to drag it from one doorway to put it on the other doorway on Shabbos, but you cannot pick it up directly and move it. Again, a limitation of what you're allowed to do. Rabbi Tarfin Omer, no. Harayika chala kalim umitaltel bechatzer. No, they're like any kalim that were in the chatzer before Shabbos. What does this mean? We're talking about a case where there was no Erev Chatzeros done with between the houses that open up to a yard. We know there's an Isser Durabana to carry in a chatzer that is jointly owned until an Erev Chatzeros is made. But that only applies to items in the house. In the house cannot be taken out to the chatzer. In the chatzer cannot be taken out to the house. But items that are in the chatzer from before Shabbos, you're allowed to carry within the chatzer. So that's what Rabbi Tarfin says. They're like all kalim that can be moved around in the chatzer. But again, according to the Tanakhama, you see there's a limit. You only can drag it. And finally, Meducha Hada Amran. Meducha is the case that we had earlier of the grinder that you are not allowed to move after one uses it. So in all these four cases, you have limitations of moving the kalim. So Rabbi Lazar says, oh, it must be that this is before the final stages of the heter. Before we get to the rejection, let's talk about your question from before. Tosfos says on the first one, lo sidr kanim. Sidr kanim? What's the issue of sidr kanim? There's an Isser Durabanan that we're talking about. By Sidr Kanim, they wouldn't allow you to do it because there's a type of kli. What about the principle of Ein Shvus B'Mikdash? What do you say about that? So Tosfos here says, Afal Gav Dein Shvus B'Mikdash, Kama Shvusim Ashkechan B'Mikdash. That's not a principle that is across the board. Sometimes you do find Shvusim B'Mikdash, says Tosfos, Shegazru Pa'amim L'Tzarech, Ki Hacha B'Kanimu Maklos, Lefi Shehayim Mechalan Es HaShabbos. Even B'Toch HaMikdash there, we sometimes have a Shvus B'Mikdash. If you look in Rashi, Rashi in Menachos quotes this question, and he quotes a different Svara. Rashi and Menachos and Nafsadik Zion, where this comes up, Rashi has the same question. Af agav de'ein Shvus B'Mikdash, hay tiltol lav mishum Shvusu, elo de'mechsi kebone v'soser. This is not just a shvus. This is mechzi kabone, mechzi kesoser. That's what Rashi says. Says Tosfos there in Menachos. But what do you mean? The Gemara in Shabbos Kufchav Gimel treats it as a tiltal issue. So what are you bringing in Mechzi Kabona Vesoser? Says Tosfos, the flow of our Gemara doesn't fit according to Rashi's Pshat there in Menachos. That is Tosfos. Okay, doesn't fit. But what does Rashi mean? Rashi says, no, even though Yishvus is a Mikdash, but this is Mechzi Kabona. That's also what the Rabbanon, Mechzi Kabona. That's also a Shvus. What's Rashi talking about? At least Tosfos answers, some Shvus in the Arab is Mikdash. Okay, but what does Rashi say? No, don't worry about any Shvus by Mikdash, because this is Mechzi Kabona. That's also a Shvus. It looks like bonus. It's also a Durabanan. So what you have to say, according to Rashi, is that there are different types of Yisurei Durabanan. Rav Shechter has a discussion of this in Eretz HaTzvi, in Simin, I don't know if I brought it again. I discussed it in the past, where Rav Shechter discusses the difference between Gzeros Durabanan and Malachos Durabanan, with Nafgaminis. Gzera is purely a chash, Shema. Malacha Durabanan is where Chazal gave the status of an Issa Durabanan Ke'en Da'oraisa. And it's stronger in a sense. It's a Malacha Durabanan. It's not just a Gzera. Right? Sometimes you have a principle of Ingozrin Gzera L'Gzera. But if you have a Gzera and a Malacha, sometimes you would be able to have both of them. So that could be what Rashi here means. This isn't just a Shvus Shema Yavo. Like the Klishalat list or Shema, you might come to do something. But it's a Malacha Durabanan. It's Mechzi Kabona. Mechzi kesoser, and therefore that could be different. So it's Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi here. Rashi here doesn't say so much, but Rashi Menachos Alek Zayin and Tosfos here. Tosfos here. Keep in mind also the Kesef Mishnah writes in one place the whole svara of Ein Shvus B'Mikdash is because Kohanim Zrizim Heim. Well, we discussed this a little bit back in the earlier Dafim when we spoke about the Tkias and that they had in the Mikdash. Do you need the Tkias in the Mikdash? Right, Kohanim Zrizim Heim, and therefore they wouldn't need the Tkias. Maybe it's for the rest of the people in Yerushalayim, but that's an important discussion of Ein Shvus B'Mikdash. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara now on the sixth line, Kuf Chav Dalet Amud Aleph. So Rabbi Lazar said that all of these four cases were pre-Heter. Amar Rava, no, Mimai, how do you know that? Dilma la'olam l'cha la'achar hataras kelim nishnu. Maybe these Brishnayas are really after. They're after nishnu. We learned them. It's even from that Lashon, it sounds like the Maritz Chayas. Right, when were these Mishnayas learned? I mean, they weren't written yet, but there were certain Mishnayos at different stages that were learned to the base Medrash. There were certain texts, not written down, but oral texts. There were oral texts that were studied. That's the good issue. So Rabbi Lazar said, this is from the earlier group. Rabbi said, no, this is from the later group. Right? Even that you don't have to say that it was Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi. I mean, still, there's an open... But the fact that his first Chiddush, that we mentioned that there were certain stages, there were earlier Mishnayos that were studied, that is pretty clear. So, L'achar HaTaras Kelim Nishnu. But what it was afterwards. But there are different reasons why we would limit the practice of these Kelim. Each one. Kanim Taimamai. Why by Kanim do we say that it's Asur? Mishum, what's their issue that we're worried about? Mishum Yafushe. We're worried about rotting and becoming moldy. They're sitting on each other. There's no space for the air to get through. Bahai Purta Lo Miafish. For these couple of hours, you know, we're not worried about it, right? They take them out before Shabbos. They put them in after Shabbos. We're not worried about that. And therefore, that's why it is still us. Or even Bismana Heter. They still limited this because, again, you might say here, like the Rashi is Mechzi Kabona. It looks, you know, you don't want to give any Heter. You don't need to give a Heter in this case. Good. There's an important Rashi, but let's first continue. Maklos Efshar Krebi Elazar. By the Maklos, by the Karem Pesach. You know why they didn't matter? Because they have another option. Rebbe Elazar. They have another option of doing it with the arms, not doing it with the poles. The Mishnah Berurah says, based on this, that if you have two kelim, a Kli Shemachta L'Isra and Kli Shemachta L'Heter, and you're going to move it L'Isra Gufer Makomo, says the Mishnah Berurah, you should do the Kli Shemachta L'Heter. Why? Because Efshar, there's another possibility. You don't have to use the Kli Shemachta L'Isra based on this Gemara. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says on that Simon. On that Sifin Shulchan Aruch that all this discussion is on, in Simin Shin Ches, the Mishnah, the Shulchan Aruch says that you, the Heter, like we said, of Rava, and once it's in your hand, you can take it wherever you want. And the Mishnah Berurah says, "Umayri she'ein lo kli heter l'tash b'zeh, di lav hachi ein lo l'shtamish b'kli zeh, kli shemantel iser, shara tziyun, kein muchach b'shabes kuf chav dalet, b'gemara, de mishani maklus epshak rebelazar, harei, da'af shem uchanim hayu l'zeh me'erav shabes, de dakam v'chalakin hayu, v'sham kli shemantel l'heter hu, afilu hachi aser, kiven de shalol l'tzarechu, v'kashkein b'zeh shu kli shemantel l'iser." So the shara tziyun says, if you have the option of l'heter, you shouldn't use l'iser. Other achronim aren't so convinced by the Mishnah Berurah, right? You don't have a case. Here, it's already in your hand, and you have a choice. Over there, you have a choice to do. You have one or the other. But over here, Lav Dafka, that is the exact same case, like the Mishnah Berurah says, the Ksos HaShulchan is Doche, he says, Yesh Lomar, Shrak B'maklos Efshar B'yadav B'li Tiltol Klal, also L'Tiltol B'chinam. You're not picking anything up. So the choice is to pick it up or not to pick it up. Better not to pick it up. But here, you're picking something up anyway. So if you're picking something up anyway, maybe you have the heter to pick either one up. Once it's mutter, right, you're not doing an isser with it, but that is the Mishnah Berurah, that if you have a choice, you should pick up the klishim latal heter, not klishim latal isser.
That's by
Sarach Makomo also. I think it's by both, he says. Sarach Gufor Makomo.
If
you sit in another seat, I don't know if that's the same efshar. Efshar, I mean, if you sit in another seat, if it's exactly equal in terms of your own Shabbos. If this is your special comfy chair that you want to sit in, I don't know if the Mishnah Berurah would say that. Right, it's talking about a case where you need to do something and you need to use one kli or the other kli. And, you can pick up the kli shemata l'hetzer just as easy as the kli shemata l'isser. But if you need the spots, and it could be, that's not the case that Mishnah Berurah is talking about. Good. That is number two. Glustera. What's the reason Glustera is still limited? Kidreb Yanai. No, that issue, that machlokas in the Mishnah Kalim is based on a different issue. Damreb Yanai. Bechatzer she'enim urevet askinan. As we mentioned, we're talking about a chatzer where there was no Erev chatzer is done. And the issue is, as we mentioned earlier, Kalim that are in the chatzer from before Shabbos can be moved within the chatzer. Kalim inside the house cannot be moved out. The Shiloh, the Machlokas, is these poles that are on the doors that are used for locks, so it's inside the doorway. Is that called in the Chatzir or is that called in the house? That's the Machlokas. Rabbi Yeshua Savar Tocha Pesach Kilof Nimdami. Rabbi Yeshua says, within the doorway is as if it's inside, and therefore, V'kapataltel mana debatim b'chatzir. You're moving Kalim from the house in the Chatzir. And that's why it's Asur, unless you drag it. Rabbi Tarfin Savar Tocha Pesach Kilachutz Dami. No, within the doorway is as if it is outside. Umanat the Chatzar b'Chatzar k'metaltel, and you are being metaltel a kli of the Chatzar within the Chatzar, and that's why it is mutter directly. Midducha, the last one. Rabbi Nechemihi and Midducha. Maybe that's the Shita of Rabbi Nechemia who held ein kli nito ella letzarech tashmisho. We'll get to Bez Hashem in the next Mishnah as well. So it could be machlokes tanoim, whether these Mishnah machlokes amaram, whether these tanoim, these Mishnayos, were learned earlier or not. Interesting discussion. Back on the first one, kanim. So what do we say? It's just going to spoil a little bit. If it didn't, you don't have to worry about such a little spoilage. But what was the chashash in the first place? It might spoil. Wasn't that one of the nisim that was done in the Beis HaMikdash? That the lechem upon him stayed fresh the entire week, and it was hot a week later, just as much as it was originally. Says Rashi, fourth line, lo samchinen anisa, ein somchin al hanes. Yes, that's from Hashem, but we don't rely on the nes occurring. So we'll do the best we can. We'll put the poles. We want to put the poles in between, so it doesn't turn bad, even though miraculously it should turn bad anyway within a day or two. But we ain't somchin al hanes. What is the source for ain't somchin al hanes in Talmudic literature, not in Rashi? So it's Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says in Maseches Yuma. Yerushalmi says in the first perek that we know of the 7 days before Yom Kippur, we let the Kohen Gadol eat whatever he wants, but Erev Yom Kippur, as it gets dark, lo hayim anichin oso le'achol harbe. We won't let him eat certain foods, we won't let him eat a lot. Sheha ma'achol mevi es ashena, because lots of foods will make you tired, and sleeping causes carry. So that's why we don't want him to fall asleep, and therefore we're not going to give him too much to eat or certain items to eat. Ask the Yerushalmi, v'lo min ha'nisim shahayu nasin bebeis ha'migdash ein? But isn't this one of the 10 nisim listed in Pirkei Avos? V'lo ra keri v'lo kohen gadol b'yom ha'kippurim. Right, so that's only, that's one of the nisim. It doesn't say, oh, because they did this. It was a nisim that never happened throughout the history. Right, so answers the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Avin, Al shem lo senasun. Don't test God. What does that mean? Don't test God when it comes to miracles. Lo senasun Hashem Elokeichem. That's the first answer of the Gemara. The Gemara gives another answer. Kan b'bayis rishon, kan b'bayis sheni. Maybe b'bayis rishon had the nisim and b'bayis sheni didn't, and therefore they had to be more down to earth and not rely on it. But either way, that is the source quoted by others. The Gemara right here in the Yerushalmi in Aleph Dalid in the Yerushalmi in Yuma ain't sobchad al anes. That's why they didn't take any chances with the Kohen Gadol. We do find a couple of times in Shas, 2 points. Number one, that there were some Tzadike Hadar that did rely on an ace. The Gemara is in Meseches Tainus, Adaf Chaf and Daf Chaf Aleph, where there was a certain Tanam in a house that was about to fall down, and they said, yeah, get everything out of the house while I'm still in here. Because they knew the house wouldn't fall down while they're in there. And then when they would go out of the house, okay, then it would fall down. So sometimes you find somebody who was a tzaddik gomor, who was in a situation, maybe they relied on an ace. Nachemish Gamzu relied on an ace. The Gemara in Tainus and Daf Chaf Aleph, right, there was in the tragic story where they cut off his feet and his arms and his, everything was cut off. He brought it upon himself. He says, Pinuas Akela, Miyakach Pinuas Mitaso, Venafa Labais. Right after they went outside, because he said that, Muftach Lochem, Shekozman Shaniba Bais, Inim Bais no fell. And they said, Ain Somchan Alanais. So you have to say, either he was Somek because he had tremendous Yisurin, or maybe he was Shev Al Tase. He was already there. It wasn't Kumba Ase. Different answer, but you find a couple of places in Shas that the great Tanoim were Somek Al Nisim, but those were exceptional cases. We have, again, it's a topic of a separate shir. I'm not sure tonight what the topic is yet. We'll see. I'll send it out. Ain Somchan Alanais always has to be learned with the topic of Shomer Psoim Hashem. We're not somech on an ace, but we are somech on a certain accepted level of risk. Right? We all cross the street, even though it's dangerous. We all go outside. We all, eat foods with some unhealthy ingredients in it. We all do that. I ain't somech on an ace. The answer is there's a certain level of acceptance of Shomer Psoim Hashem, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu guards those who are, right, Psoim, whatever that means, and therefore sometimes you have an issue about what is the line between Shomer Psoim Hashem and Nosam Chanel Anes. This is the major sugyas of, not anymore, but I would say in the earlier years of smoking. The smoking issues where Moshe Feinstein in the original Tshuvas of smoking used this principle of Shomer Psoim Hashem, but as his Tshuvas got later and later, it was clear that he was less comfortable with that, and he was nifter in the 80s. So he was nifter even after the all the research that has come out over the past 25, 30 years. He was not seen, but it's clear, reading his Tshuvas, he was getting more and more lechumra as he went on, and Shomer Psoim Hashem were in the earlier Tshuvas. But as he got later, it wasn't, he still said it, but it wasn't with as much conviction. And the Rivos Ephraim, his Talmud, Ephraim Greenberg writes in the Tshuva, he assumes it's Vadei Aser. Vadei Aser, he says, what? Shomer Psoim Hashem, if you, based on the research that we know now, well, you lie down in front of a car, Shomer Psoim Hashem. You don't say Shomer Psoim Hashem where it's the Sakana elements are clear and documented. Rahman al-Islam, if somebody has a certain addiction, they have to go for help, and we have to try to help them as much as one can. But it's mamish, for sure, usher, many poskim, Rav Avadia Yosef, Rav Chaim Greenblatt, many poskim are clear about it in our day and age. Okay, let's continue. Says the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, all kelim can be moved litzarech v'shalo litzarech. We don't know what that means. Reb Nechemya Omer Eini Talon El Litzarech. Reb Nechemya says, no, only Litzarech. So my Litzarech, my Shlo Litzarech. What does that mean? Litzarech and Shlo Litzarech. We're going to go with our Girsa. Rabba and Rava. First day, Omer Rabba, Litzarech. All kelim should be kiyuv of Litzarech. What type of kli are we talking about? And for what purpose? That's, both of those are unclear. Right? You have this Mishnah. What was Reb Yehuda Hanasi talking about? We don't know. So Omer Rabba, Litzarech, Davar Shem Lachta Leheter, Litzarech Gufo. Shalo litzarech, davar shem lachto leheter, litzarech makomo. V'davar shem lachto leiser, litzarech gufo in, litzarech makomo lo. According to Rabba, according to the Rabbanon, litzarech makomo is aser, by ekli shem lachto leiser. V'aser nechem yilameimar, v'yafilu davar shem lachto leheter, even more chamor. Litzarech gufo in, litzarech makomo lo. That is all Rabba, a very chamor. We don't hold that way. It's a much more limited allowance. Amale Rava, Litzarech Makomo, Shalo Litzarech Karislei. How can you say when the Mishnah says Shalo Litzarech, it means Litzarech Makomo? That is a Tzarech. What, Shalo Litzarech Gufo? But that's also a Tzarech. So Elam Rava argues, and of course this is what we hold. Lutzarech Darishim Lachto Leheter Bein Lutzarech Gufo Bein Lutzarech Makomo. Both of those are mutter. Shelo Lutzarech means V'afilu Mechama Letzel. Even for the item itself, you're allowed to move a klishim Lachto Leheter. Meaning, if you have a spoon or anything that's mutter outside and you don't want it to get stolen, move it inside. V'Darishim Lachto Leiser Lutzarech Gufo Lutzarech Makomo in Mechama Letzel Lo. That's the Rabban and Shita. That's what's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. V'yasrim Nechemya lebeim, Rav Nechemya is more machmir than that. V'yafilo davreshom lachto leheter, l'tzorak guf, l'tzorak makomo in, mechama l'tzel lo. So Rav Nechemya is more stringent. Yosef, Rav Safa, Rav Acha bar Huna, Rav Huna bar Chanina, V'yasvi, V'kamri, they all were saying, l'rabba, libad Rav Nechemya, l'rabba, who said that according to Rav Nechemya, even klishim lachto leheters are limited. Hanikaros hechem metal talinon. After you use your bowl on Shabbos, how can you move it? How can you move your bowl after you use it on Shabbos? Right? It doesn't have any use anymore. You're moving it l'sarach b'komo, but that's usur according to Reb Nechemya. The Rashba points out here that. Let's just finish, I'm sorry, and then we'll get the Rashba's comment. Amar lehu Rav Safra, mi didhavi agraf shalrei. That's the heter. It's disgusting. It's graf shalrei. You want to remove it. Because that is a type of sarach makomo, but you want it out of here. Amalei Abaya l'Rabba, similar. Lamara libid Reb Nechemya hanikaros hechem metal talina nalhu. Amalei Reb Safra. Amalei Reb Safra. Chavrein tirgama midi dehavi agraf shel rei. Graf shel rei. Good. Let's just finish this section and then I'll make a comment. Eisvei Abaya l'Rabba meducha the brises that we quoted yesterday. Im yish bashu metal talinosa im lavei metal talinosa. If the meducha does not have any shum in it, you cannot be metal talit. The question is, why is it aser rava? According to you, it's mutal l'sarach gufo makomo. Answer, Hakabai Skina Mechamal itself. Okay, this is not about a case, neither of those. Ace Vavishabichip Kisavalabasa, Shazla Taltalo, why? Hakanami Mechamal itself. It's also Mechamal itself. Stop there for a moment. The Rashba says, right here, on our Gemara, you know what you see from our Gemara? That once you pick something up, Umeha Nami Shaminan, Dekal Shemitaltel Litzara Gufa Makomo, what happens? Comes up all the time. If you pick something up, let's start up a como. Do you have to drop it right when you got to an area where you don't mind it? Or once it's in your hand, do we say, it's in your hand, put it down wherever you want? So that's the Rashba right here. Miha shaminon, tekom shemitalat l'sarach makomo, ein omrim. We don't say, kivach es silko meyoso makum shu tzarech lo shomto miyada menicho b'mkomo. You gotta drop it right away. Ella, kivach shemitalto l'sarach makomo, menicho be'eze makum sheyirtse. You could put it down wherever you want. De'ilo, because if you don't say this, l'ravanami tikshi, hechi mitaltalina lo mafkele mikula besa. Yeah, why are you only asking the kasha on Rabba? What about on Rabba? We should ask, you know, how could you move it out? You know, is it, you have to, you know, the tzorech is finished. No, it must be once it's in your hand, according to Rav, according to what we paskin, you're allowed to move it to wherever you want. That is the Rash Mishita. Again, once you pick something up, beheter, so then one is allowed to put it wherever they want. And that is quoted here in the Shulchan Aruch in Sif Gimel. That same Sif that we're talking about. Shin Ches Sif. Sif Gimel. The Chiddush is the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham has an extension. The Magen Avraham says, you know what you see from here? The same thing is if you pick something up, Be'isser. Somehow by mistake you forgot. It was Shabbos, you forgot something was Muksa, and it's in your hand. Says the Magen Avraham, same thing. Once it's in your hand, so then it's Mutar to continue. The Yerusha Meach says, you know why? Maybe if you say, like we said on yesterday's daf, that if muksa is connected to tiltol, hotza'ah, so then you didn't have an akira hamachayevas here. So it makes sense that you could continue. But that's the Magen Avraham's extension. The Rashba and the Shulchan Aruch only say it by tiltel beheter, you're allowed to continue. The Magen Avraham extends it to tiltel beisser. But other achronim, the Vilna Gaon and others, do not like that extension. They say no. Only by a klishim latal iser that you picked, two points they could argue on. Only maybe by a klishim latal iser that you picked up with the Zark Guv, Zark Makomo, because that's not really muksa. As we said yesterday, you had a heter to pick it up because that's not really muksa. That's Gzeres Totel Kalim, number one. Number two, the second way that you could argue, this is what the Vilna Gaon talks about, in the Yaradeya, in here and in Yeridea by the Mila knife. He talks about it. No, we don't say once it's in your hand. Right, we discussed it yesterday. Once you have the Mila knife in your hand, oh, you can take it to wherever you want based on this Rashba. But the Achronim say no. The Rashba is only by Kli Shamatan Le'Isser. And when you picked up after, but here we're talking about a Muksa Machmas Chesron Kiss, the Mila knife. So maybe you should have to drop it. Again, we're not Pasuk. The Rama says you could take it, but that is the discussion of the Achronim on this extension of the Magen Avraham. The Mishnah Berurah quotes all of these shitos in Sif Katan Yud Gimel. If you want to look it up right here in Simen Shin Ches, he summarizes all of the discussion. That's a very lamaisa case. If something's already in your hand, can you take it to wherever one wants? This is separate from the issue of you're walking in the street without an Erev and you realize you have something in your pocket. What are you supposed to do? That's a Hotzah issue. That's not a Muksa issue. That's a don't stop walking issue until you figure out what you want to do.
If you have food in a pot, does the pot
if you have a, if you have a food in a pot,
so does the pot become a
buses
to the food?
Does the pot? The pot is a klishim lata liser.
Right, but does it become a buses to the food that's in there?
But you don't have a buses laheter. Buses l'davar hamutter. I mean, it's mutter. You don't need that. Even if there's no food in the pot, you could use it for tzarach makol mutzar guba. Let's say you have a pot that's filled with soup, and by the time the meal finishes, it's only half full. So you want to put it into a smaller pot to put it in the fridge. So you can take an empty pot and put the soup in.
Right. Let's say you have a pot that's sitting in a fridge. Your fridge stops to work.
The fridge stops to work. You have a pot in the fridge. You want to move it to your neighbor's fridge. Mutter tzarach gufo.
Tzarach
gufo for the pot. The pot. You're using the pot. You're using the pot in a mutter way. That's tzarach gufo. So Guba means you use the bottom of their way, so you can move it to your friend's fridge. Yeah, that's fine. Good, let's continue. Says the Gemara, continuing, Bahaditznan, next Mishnah from Beitza, Ein Somchen es HaKadera, Bibaka'as V'chein Badeles, a person is not allowed to support their pot on Yantif with a piece of wood or to support a door, V'habakas, to be Yantif Davishom Lata Leheterhu, but 1 minute, on Yantif, wood is a Klishom Lata Leheter, because you can make a fire. Alma, and yet it's limited. Alma Davishom Lata Leheter, Bein Lezorach Guvin Lezorach Makamo Aser. So you see from there, if you say a piece of wood is like a klish lata lahatar, why there are limits? The Gemara says, no, hasam hainu taima, kivan de bishabis, davar shalakta leisrhu, since on Shabbos wood is aser, gzera yantavatu Shabbos. You make a gzera, vechitema Shabbos gufe tishteri, and if you want to say, well, on Shabbos it's obviously mutter, to ha davar shalakta leisr, lezarach gufo, lezarach makomo shari, what's wrong with wood? Isn't that like a klish lata leisr? The Gemara says, no, that's not a kli. When you have a kli, you could say that on Shabbos. This is Muksa Machmas Gufo. It's a piece of wood. And therefore, we're gozer on Yantif not to use that for another purpose, Atu Shabbos. Says the Gemara now, Umikas Rina, do we have gzeres of Yantif Atu Shabbos? Do we have such gzeres? Vatnan, the Mishnah says, a couple of Mishnayas. The Mishnah says in Beitza, if I have fruit drying out on my roof and I want to, I see it's going to rain, so I want to throw it all in. It's a big tircha to put all the fruit through the skylight back into my house. So, mashilin peiros derech haruba b'yantiv avalo b'shabbos. You're allowed to do it on yantiv and not on Shabbos. But you see, we're not gozer. Shabbos atu yantiv. Umi lo gazrinim, but then we say back. But are we not gozer? Vatznan. Ein bin yantiv l'shabbos el ochol nefesh b'lvad. There's no difference between Shabbos and yantiv. So we have all these mishnayos. Some give the impression that we are gozer Shabbos atu yantiv, and some not. So, two answers. First try. Amar Rabbi Yosef Lokasha, Har Rabbi Eliezer, Har Rabbi Yeshua. Maybe the machlokas is Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. Titanya. Right? Because we're going to have later on, and we have it now. The Brisa says in Beitza that Oso ve'esped oshanafu labar. On Yantif, you have two animals, mother and child, that fell into a pit. And you want to pick one up, and they're mutter to shecht on Yantif, but you can't shecht both of them. There's an isadar isa in Oso ve'esbeno. So what do you do? So Rabbi Eliezer, Omer ma'ales harishon amanas l'shochto. You got to bring the first one up and shecht it. V'shochto. V'ashini oso lo parnasa bimkomo b'shosh lo yomos. You can't bring the second one up, right? Because you're not going to be able to shecht it. Once you pick one up, the second one is off limits. Rabbi Yeshua Omer Ma'ales Arishon Amanas L'Shochto Ve'eno Shochto. You can bring the first one up, planning to shecht it, and then, oh, yeah, I don't want the other one. And you can be Marim Umalas Hasheni Ratzazeshochet. You can be Marim, and this one you can shecht, and that one you can shecht. So what do you see from there? On Yantif, you're allowed to do, according to Rabbi Yeshua, extra tirchas. So maybe that's this machlokas. Rabbi Yeshua said this mutter on Yantif, so too, he's the one that says mashilin. And the Rabbi Elazar says the other way. So the Gemara says, no, mimai, dilma, arkan lokom Rabbi Elazar hasa. Maybe those, both of those shitas are unique. When does Rabbi Elazar, when is he machmir over there, el de efshel lefarnasa? There you have another option. You could give the animal food while it's still in the pit. Aval hecha do lefshel lefarnasa lo, but maybe in our fruit on the roof case, he would matter it. Because you don't have any other choice. Inami arkan lokom Rabbi Yeshua hasam to efshar baha arama. Or over here, Rabbi Yeshua would matir, but it's because you can be ma'arim. You can use this little trick. Aval hecha to efshar baha arama lo. But if there's no other choice, then he would answer it. So that can't be the machlokas. You can't see the machlokas about Yontif and Shabbos. Is Rabbi Yeshua or Rabbi Eliezer? That is a limited machlokas. We mentioned in Mitzvah Shir months ago, the beautiful Aznayim LaTorah about the Isra of Osova Espino. Where else do you ever have that I do something with an animal and that affects what you're able to do? I did a Dvar Mutter. I shechted an animal today. And all of a sudden, you can't shech that animal, the mother. Why not? What I have to do something? What does that have to do with you? That's Osova Espino. Every Jew is connected to each other. Every Jew, if I do something, that affects you, even though I did it to Vermutter, I didn't do anything wrong. That's the Isra of Osov Espinel. Amazing. Ella, that's the Azayim LaTorah in Parshas Emor. Ella, Amara Papa Lokasha. Next try. What is the Machlokas Tanoim? Habe Shamay Habes Hillel. Titznan. Be Shamay Omrim. Ein Motzin Asakatan Vesalula Vesefer Torah Lurishas Arabim. Be Shamay says, on Yontif, you're not allowed to carry out a child, a lulav, a sefer Torah. Well, it's Beishamay Shita. He does not hold to the principle of mitoch. He only holds the heter is ochel nefesh. Right, that's what the Torah says. He can't get out of that one. But the principle of mitoch shehutra l'tzorach ochel nefesh, hutra shalom l'tzorach ochel nefesh, no, he doesn't hold to that. Ubeisila matirin, and Beisila says it's mutter. But what do you see from there? Beisila allows you extra tirchas on yontif. So, is this the machlokas that we had earlier? The Gemara says, 1 minute. Eimar de Shamis lehu le Beishamai hotza'a. Tiltil mi Shamis lehu. Beishamai allows hotza'a. We're talking about muksa issues. Extra tiltil. So here's the key line. The tiltil gufe la mishem hotza'ahi. They're connected. This was the Ravid that we quoted yesterday. About the Ravid had three reasons. The Ravid had the fourth. This was the line the Ravid quoted. But tiltil is connected to hotza'a. And therefore, the same machlokas, it should be extension, should apply. Period. So that machlokas, we said, Beishamai Beis Hillel, is the machlokas earlier that we had. Whether extra tirchas are mutter on yantif, Beis Hillel would say yes. And Beishamai would say no. There's a major machlokas. We don't have time to go into it. It's a Maseches Beitza discussion, but the Ramban talks about it here. When he says, Beis Shammai says, you're not allowed to do it, and Beis Hillel says, you're allowed to do it, what does Beis Hillel say you're allowed to do? So there is a Rashi in Beitza, a famous Rashi, and the Ramban also seems to say this, maybe Shlo L'tzor HaKlal is mutter. You don't really need it for anything, the Rashi and the Ramban seem to say. Most Rishonim say, no, you need Tzorach Hayom Ksas. You need to be carried, doing the Malacha of Hotzah for some reason. For Tzorach Hayom Ksas. And the Rabbeinu Hananel quoted in the Ramban right here also, Dafka Tzorach Mitzvah. Dafka Tzorach, not Tzorach Hayom Ksas. Dafka, that's why Beis Shammai gives those examples. Lulav, Sefer Torah. Dafka, those are three different days in the Rishonim. What is the Heter of Beis Hillel? And what's the discussion, how far reaching is mitoch. Okay, important topic. V'yaf Rav Savar Lola Hadarava. Rav also holds like Rava, who held that the more expansive heter that we had on Amud Aleph. Dama Rav. Mar Shalo Yiganev. Moving a hoe that it doesn't get stolen. Zeo Tiltu Shalo Litzarech. V'aser. That's like Mechama Litzel. Tama Shalo Yiganev. Aval Litzarech Gufa Litzarech Mekoma Mutter. So Rav holds like Rava. And is that really true? V'ha Rav Kahana Ikla Lebe Rav. Rav Kahana once visited Rav V'amar and he said, Aisuli Shusa Lekana Leisivale. Can you please bring me that trap? Shusa is like a trap that you could sit on, an animal trap. You turn over, you could sit on it. Please bring me that so that Kahana could sit down on it. Why did he have to emphasize the reason? Lav lameimra, the davar shalato leisr, lesorach gufo in, lesorach bekomo lo. Why did he emphasize that he's going to sit on it? Is that to tell me that it's only mutal lesorach gufo? But I thought Rav says even lesorach bekomo. So Rav says, no, haki amar lehu. This is what he said to them. Shkulu shusa mikami kahana. No, you got the story wrong. He says, move this away so you can sit down on the ground. Meaning it was a tzorach bekomo case. Or vibayisema, or hasa mechama letzel havi. Or there was a case that it looks like mechama letzel. That's why he had to mention it, so people wouldn't think that mechama letzel was mutter too. But either way, Rav holds, lamaskana, Sarkufa and Sarkoma are both mutter. Rav Mari Barachal Havile Hahi Besad Yusa Bishimsha. Rav Mari had a certain pillow, certain fancy pillow in the sun. Asalakami de Rava Amarle Malatiltulinu. Can I move that in from the sun? Amarle Shari, it's mutter. Isli Achrina. No, but I have more pillows inside. Chazi L'Archim. No, it's still mutter. Right? You guess my cup to sit down. Isli Namal Archim. No, I have plenty in my house. He's looking for it for an Isser. Amarle. Okay. Galit Dai Dai Teich de Karabasvir Lacha. You have revealed in your mind that you hold like Rabba, not like Rabba, meaning there are limits even on klishim latala hatters. Okay, everybody else is mutter because we don't pass in that way. For you, it's aser. Period. Amar Rabbi Abba, Amar Rabbi Chiya Bar Ashi, Amar Rav Machbedo Shel Melsa Murtel Tatal B'Shabes. Brooms made out of cloth. You could move them on Shabbos, right? If you used to use that, Rashi says to clean the tables, right? So you could use that. Aval Sheltim, these little like brushes. Aval Sheltim are low, but ones with palm, made out of palm, you couldn't use. Reb Elazar Amar Afshel Timra, you can use even those. So what's that machlokas about? Is that a muksa machlokas? But Maya Skinon. Ilem Lasarak Gufa Lasarak Makomo. Are we talking about a case where you're using it for a mutter purpose? But Halem Amar Afshel Timra Lo? Why would that be Yasser? Varav Karavas Virale. So it should be mutter Lasarak Gufa. Or Makomo. Elamechama Litzel. So what are we talking about then? You're moving it just to save itself? But Halem Reb Elazar Afshel Timra. But here Reb Elazar would say even Shel Timra is mutter? How would it be? Why is that mutter? Nobody says mechama letzel is mutter. So la'ola mechama letzel, ema v'chein amar Reb Elazar. Okay, we had a wrong version. Reb Elazar did not argue. He held also that it is usser, shel timra, because of mechama letzel. Vayter. Next section in muksa. Now we're going to get into issues of nolad. Kol ha'kelim ha'nitalan b'shabes shivram nitalan imahen. All kelim that are able to be moved on Shabbos, if they break, then you can move their shvarim also. Ubavacha, you also made malacha, as long as it still has a purpose. Shivrei areva lachasos benes piachavis, a broken shard of a bowl you could use to cover a barrel. Shivrei schuchas lachasos benes piapach, a broken piece of a glass to cover the garbage. Again, if you have glass lying in the middle of an area, you'll have to pick it up because of grash shel rain, it's dangerous. But this is if it's on the side even. It's still movable. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Bilvashi Osin Me'ein Malachtan. Rabbi Yehuda said, no, it has to still be able to do its own malacha. Not any malacha, but has to do similar to malacha to what it had done. Shivrei areva latzok latochan mikpa, a broken piece of a bowl to pour oatmeal in. V'shel schuchas latzok latochan shemen, and glass to be able to pour a little wine oil in there. So it has to be able to do a little bit what it used to do. Let's just do this original machlokas on the Gemara. Amar Yehuda Amar Shmuel machlokas shenishru me'erev Shabbos. The machlokas in the Mishnah is when it broke on erev Shabbos. Demar savar me'ein malachton in me'ein malacha acheres lo. The Rabbi Yehuda says only it has to be if it broke on Erev Shabbos, as long as it does what it originally did, that is okay. Omar Sabra, if you made malacha acheres, and the Tanakhama says no, even a different malacha, avon ishbru bishabbos, divrei kol mutarin. But if it broke on Shabbos, then just like we have the concept of migu diskatzoi, migu that on Erev Shabbos it was mutter, it stays mutter. Halu muchanin al gabi avi and mutter, it stays mutter. Most of Reb Zutroi, says no, it should be just the opposite. Masikin b'kelim, masikin b'shivrei kelim. Right, we have this price. We have this back on Daf Chavtes. You're allowed to on yontif heat and use for fuel kelim and not broken pieces to throw into the fire. Dinishbru emas. When did those break? Ilema dinishbru me erev yontif. If they broke on erev yontif, etzim ba'amaninu. Why should it be usser? It's wood. It's pieces of kelim that could be used for wood. Ela lav bi yontif. That must be talking about it broke on yontif. Katani masikin b'kelim, masikin b'shivrei kelim. It broke on yontif and it's nolad. And it's a new form, and therefore you can use it. So what's the mission of, what is the Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel talking about? So Eliyin Mar Hachiyin Mar, just the opposite. Am Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Machlokes Nishbru Bishabbos. The Machlokes in the mission is when it broke on Shabbos. The Mar Savar Muchan Hu, Mar Savar Novad Hu. Avol Me Erev Shabbos, Divrei HaKol Mutarin. But if it broke already on Erev Shabbos, then it's for sure Mutter. Why? Hol v'huchnu l'malacha mibod yom. Because it was already muchan to do malacha with mibod yom. It doesn't have to be its original purpose. Period. Okay, we'll stop with Tani Chada. That's the next section. And we will, Be'ez Hashem, continue with more in Yanim of Kol HaKelim on tomorrow's daf.